GOP blasts Schumer for holding Israel aid hostage to petty politics while professing support for Jewish state. By Joshua Klein on April 15, 2024. Republican officials are blasting top Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, NY, for claiming to stand with Israel despite having recently attacked Israel's leadership from the floor of the U.S. Senate and continuing to hold aid to Israel hostage to his petty politics. In a post on X on Sunday, Schumer wrote, "As Israel is under attack from Iran, we stand with Israel and its people, and the United States will do everything we can to support Israel's defense against Iran." However, in March, while Iran was planning its major strike on Israel, Schumer accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of having lost his way in a major Senate address in which the top Democrat attacked Israel's government and called for new elections. In addition, Schumer had previously criticized the House GOP's Israel aid bill as lacking in a joke. GOP members were quick to point out Schumer's hypocrisy. "Then why did you kill our Israel aid bill, Senator Schumer?" asked Senator Mike Lee, RUT. "Good," wrote Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. "Then let's vote on Monday on the emergency military aid for Israel bill that you blocked. And every single Dem senator voted with you. Let's make it 100-0. That we all stand united with Israel," he added. "We brought aid for Israel to the Senate floor four times since the unprovoked, brutal attacks on October 7. Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats blocked our efforts every single time," noted Senator Roger Marshall, RKS. "Actions speak louder than words," he added. Representative Beth Van Duyne, RTX, wrote, "It's been 163 days since that House GOP sent Chuck Schumer a standalone aid package to support our ally Israel. As the Biden White House appeases terrorists and undercuts Israel, Schumer is not just complicit, but has also refused to take up this aid package, emboldening Iran to unjustly attack Israel." "Senator Schumer, as sirens are sounding in Israel, when will you stop holding aid to Israel hostage to your petty politics?" she added. 1. Retract your call to upend Israeli government in the middle of a war. 2. Call up a vote ASAP on the emergency military aid for Israel bill that you blocked," wrote Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO. "Remember when you supported the Iran deal?" asked Republican New York City Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff. "You can start by passing the SHIP Act now. We must cut off Iran's funding of terrorism, by proxy and now with a direct attack on Israel, at its source, the illicit Iranian oil trade," wrote Republican Representative Mike Lawler of New York. "You know Iran loved Schumer's attack Israel speech last month more than anyone," wrote Matt Whitlock, a former spokesperson for the National Republican Senatorial Committee. "With friends like these." As Breitbart News reported, Iran attacked Israel overnight Saturday into Sunday with a swarm of more than 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. Israel's air defense systems intercepted most of them. The U.S., U.K., and Jordan also intercepted Iranian drones. On Sunday, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it had scored a significant strategic achievement after it prevented 99% of Iran's drones and missiles from reaching their targets. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.